It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today. It is Treadmill Tuesday. We're very excited about that. But first, before we get into that, listen, we have $1,000 cash coming up five times a day. $1,000 at 8 a.m., $1,000 at noon, $1,000 at 2, $1,000 at 4. I missed one. Oh, and $1,000 at 10.
Yeah,
10. All right, so let's go scratch that. Hold on.
There's so many times.
Hold on, wait. I screwed the whole thing up. Take two. Ready? All right. Treadmill Tuesday. We got that. Here's when the cash times are. 8 a.m., mm-hmm. 10 a.m., mm-hmm. noon, 2, and 4.
Yes.
Sick jam in the background.
Every 2 hours starting. Yeah, okay, perfect. 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2, 4. Your first chance coming up in about an hour or so. So yesterday, we just found out was, we always find things out a day late, by the way.
I know.
Like when it was National Margarita Day, we all found out the next day we were so mad.
Well, that's just annoying.
That's something. Megan, I blame you. You should really be on top of that kind of stuff.
That's what we have you here for.
What is wrong with me?
Also, yesterday we found out was National Proposal Day. Did you know that, Megan?
I saw that.
Look at all the panic on Justin and Megan's face.
I thought that was stupid, but.
National Proposal Day. I read an article where they did like a poll of people that said 89% of Americans said that women should be allowed to propose to men, that it should be acceptable.
Well, of course they're allowed.
But I mean, they said it should be more acceptable and more common than it is.
Why?
That's what 89% of Americans believe. You don't believe that a woman should propose to a man?
I mean, you can do that if you want.
If you're desperate, is that what you're trying to say?
If I wait too long, she's going to do it.
I'm surprised she hasn't already. Your girlfriend definitely. Justin's the kind of guy that would have to get proposed to.
Yeah.
You absolutely. That's the best way to describe you.
Like, would get proposed to?
I could see you rolling in with like a.
My Twitter bio.
You would also wear a ring. I could see you like wearing a diamond ring and be like, look, my girlfriend popped the question. Isn't it pretty?
Like, post on Instagram. Look at
that. Yeah, that's exactly right. Justin's whole relationship is role reversal.
It really is.
Yeah.
Get all choked up.
Megan's like, thank God they're not talking about me. Back to you, Megan. Do you feel you would ever propose to your boyfriend?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Because you don't want to be like
That's
Justin?
That's really it. That's the only reason.
You don't want to marry him?
I don't want to. No, I don't want to. Not I don't want to do it. There's like a reason why we don't have to do it. It's just too hard. Look, here's the thing.
Wow.
The women in the world have to do the hardest things in life.
Like
you know,
what?
We had to give birth.
Yeah.
Had to be there's a lot of other things that I just can't think of right now.
Okay.
But the one thing you can do as a man is just go find a ring, think of a creative, sweet way to do it.
Right.
And then just do it. It's not that hard. Stop being such a baby.
I know at least one man that it's really difficult for.
Well, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want to do it.
You don't want to. So you do want to get married, but you would never propose to your boyfriend.
Yeah, and there's no hate on any girls that do want to do it. I just don't think.
Good, because Justin's girlfriend could kick your butt.
She really could.
A golf club right at your head. Justin, what would you do if your girlfriend did propose to you?
I'd probably tell her, no, I have to do this.
No, you would not.
Well, I wouldn't say no, because that would be...
You can't say no, yeah.
I'd be like,
she would take a golf club to your head.
Let me correct that. I wouldn't say no, I'd just say, I have to do this. Let me propose to you.
Well, with the ring that she already bought.
Yeah, give me the ring. Hold on. Go back outside. Let's try this again.
I really feel like that would never happen. I feel like
would never happen.
First of all, I don't know that she would propose to Justin. I just feel like she would come home one day and say, "Okay, we're getting married in September." that's it.
Okay.
And Justin would go, "Oh, okay."
Perfect.
All right, great.
That's the best kind of guy to be, Justin.
What do you want for dinner? 340-9595, 800-475-9595. A National Proposal Day poll shows that 89% of people say, yeah, women should propose to men more. Do you agree or disagree? Angie from Bartram Springs. Good morning, Angie. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Angie, what do you think about women proposing to men?
I think it depends on what you want. And I'm with Megan, but I'm going to elaborate a little bit more if I can for her.
Sure.
What it is you get what you ask for. If you assume the role that traditionally a man would assume, then you will always be assuming that role in a relationship. And if you're comfortable with that, then go for it.
That's right.
For me, I want a man to be a man.
That is true.
That's what I want.
That is
Justin's
true.
Justin's ready for it.
I want him to protect and provide and to bring it.
Right.
And if I want that, then I need to start it off that way.
And yeah. that's the thing. And that's a great point. That's
that
exactly what
point.
Megan's looking for. Justin, yeah. you're right. And the flip side is true. If you're the man and you accept a proposal from a woman, then you're going to have to take that role as well.
So absolutely.
Justin's going to have to start like cleaning up around the house. He's going to have to start, you know.
Okay, see, like you're generalizing here. I don't think that's necessary.
He's going to have to pee sitting down.
It's not, but that might be okay for some people.
Yeah.
And so if you, if that's what you want, go for it. But I know, be clear on what you want.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
No, that is true.
I'm not going to do that.
You got to be clear.
I just feel like we have to do all the hard stuff in the world. At least the guy can do one thing.
absolutely. We have babies.
Yeah,
exactly.
We were the Eve of the world, but again, if you understand that thing that happened in the Garden of Eden, it wasn't that, women aren't smart enough. Satan went to Eve because she is brilliant.
All right, hang on.
That's right.
That's good. Before we get into all the Bible stories. But that's a great point that you bring up. Thanks for calling, Angie. We really appreciate it. And I think that, here's the thing. If men could have babies, Justin would be having all the kids in his relationship. I'm just so pointing that out. So let's talk about this this thing I saw online. It was a list of the things that women crave after they have romantic time with their partner.
Which I didn't know was a thing. I didn't realize people craved things after.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, usually men like just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Women like want a snack or something.
I don't know. I feel like I don't want a snack. I want to go to bed.
Really?
Yeah, or a drink.
Justin, you're...
Or a drink.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a liquid refreshment.
Yeah.
Justin, did your girlfriend after, you get busy, does she like a little snack?
Not that I know of.
Really?
Justin's already sleeping.
Justin's
she's
asleep.
Like in the fridge.
She's like, really? I don't know what the hell she does. I'm passed out. Yeah, no, apparently afterward, women like a little snack. And the number one item that a woman wants to have, are you ready for this?
Oh, man.
Cheesecake.
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 Wait, that's such like a random.
Yeah, that is random. It's not like everybody just has cheesecake sitting around.
No, but they're saying, guys, if you really want to like if you're dating a woman and you really want her to fall in love with you, have sex with her, then have cheesecake ready.
Oh, that's nice.
Because that's what she's going to want.
I mean, that would be a nice...
Megan's into it.
I mean, okay. It would be like a fun surprise.
Yeah.
Or
she's going to say, like, if she says, I'm hungry, what do you have? You say, oh, would you like some cheesecake? Because odds are... That's the number one thing she's going to be craving. And that will make her, she's going to love you even
more. See, I don't really even love cheesecake, though. So.
But have you ever had it after that happy time?
No,
then you really like it.
Yeah, really.
I haven't.
It's just such a random thing.
I
was expecting more of like a common...
Like a cheeseburger?
Snack.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, more
you got
just
cheeseburgers
like,
around
like chips, because you actually have those sitting in the closet. You know?
Yeah.
Chips are so plain, though. But see, that's the thing. I think you need to wow a woman with some
or
cheesecake.
Or like chocolate.
Chocolate cheesecake.
There you go.
Now we hit the nail on the head. Megan's like, and some Baileys. Don't forget the Baileys.
Yeah, don't forget.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Ladies, you have a post-ecstasy craving like cheesecake or cheeseburgers or, I don't know, more ecstasy? Cassie, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We're great. So, Cassie, after you get a little freaky deek, what's your craving? What do you like to have afterward?
Usually it's a good cup of ice cream.
Oh, ice cream.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I would prefer ice cream to cheesecake.
But like a Haagen-Dazs or Ben & Jerry's, right? Like something high.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It kind of cools you down, too, afterwards, you know?
Yeah, because you're all heated up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funny, I have craved cheesecake afterwards.
See?
Really?
It's really funny that you guys say that, but... Normally, my go-to is ice cream because that's more readily available,
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true. Ice cream is probably more readily available, but if a guy's prepared with some cheesecake, you're going to, that's just going to be...
Yeah, won't say no.
I would not turn that down.
Women love cake.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that. But
I mean, I love all kinds of sweets, so I'm, the worst.
That is true. I found out when I was in college once, I made a cake with my roommate. And then we were out at the bar and we were talking to all these girls. And I suggest, they're like, we're hungry. Let's go eat or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, you know what? We made a cake. And they were all like, you have cake? So we had six girls in our apartment eating cake at 1 o'clock in the morning.
And genius.
I was like, no one ever told me this. Cake is a chick magnet. So, yeah, I'm telling you, that's what you need to do, dudes. If you ever have a woman, don't invite her up for a drink. say, hey, do you want to come up and have a slice of chocolate cake? And I guarantee.
I really think it would work. Yeah, I would be down.
Right? You would, like, if a guy said to you, you want to come up for a drink? You'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Right?
But you have some cake, then yeah.
You say to a girl, hey, do you want to come upstairs and have a slice of homemade chocolate cake? I mean,
that also sounds a little bit like creepy. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like,
it's not like candy.
He like spiked it or something.
Well,
hey,
I mean,
you want to come up and have some of my cake?
I mean, maybe not use that voice.
Okay.
Maybe like a glass of milk?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.